2WI. KC2WI assuming net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. This net meets 9 o'clock every night on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 repeaters located on Jackson Hill, southwest of Boonville. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Any emergency traffic can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic before I begin the net? Over. KC2WI, nothing heard. Information about the club and the net preamble and format is available on the club website, www.boonvillearc.com. If you don't hear the net being called within a few minutes, you're encouraged to take that control position for the evening. This KC2WI, do we have any battery-powered portable or mobile stations? Over. Nothing heard. This KC2WI, do we have any Echolink stations? Over. Nothing heard. This is KC2WI. We're looking for check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net, any station anywhere. Police call now. Over.
2PFM. Good evening, Pete.
N2PFM. Good evening, George. I was going to try to give you a call and maybe get up there today, but boy, I just ran out of time again. And maybe I can give you a call on Friday. I don't think I'll have enough time tomorrow. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Pete, and any and everybody else out there on the net. We got a temperature of 57 degrees here on the mountains, right? Temperature range today was 45 to 68, and a fair amount of sunshine, but we're not going to see much sunshine now till probably this time next week, the way they're talking. That's going to cool off just a little bit, then again to the 50 or something tonight, and then down into the 40s again at night for the next few nights. The chance of showers each day, from what I understand. So that's about it. Nothing too much else to offer. So did you let me know about that information? That package has been patiently sitting here for you. With that, we'll say God bless in 73s and hope every you and everybody else is doing all right. And 2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, it's 54 here. The high was 70. And, yeah, it was a real nice day. I didn't go out and, you know, do any recreation, but I was out in the car and went into town and in and out of the house a few times. So at least I was outside. And middle of the day, of course, I had the windows open, the front door open, and that kind of stuff. And I did actually get out just out in the backyard in the morning for a little bit while it was really sunny. And all of a sudden I realized, hey, if there's clouds here. But I decided I had to get out a little because, like you say, the forecast for the next several days, it doesn't look that nice. At least it's not going to be real cold, but not too great. But actually, you know, sort of to be expected in the fall, and I don't mind it too much. It's easier for me to pay attention to work and stay inside if it's kind of dull. But I don't think it'll be too bad. I think there'll be you'll be able to go out and hike and stuff certain times. So we'll see what happens. I made a fire in a wood stove last night. It was the first time. It just wasn't real cold, but it was just enough that I wanted to take the chill off, and, you know, I let it go out overnight. And I just did the same thing tonight, and of course it's not nearly as cold, and it's really hot in here now. But I got to just get a little too cold to not do anything. If you're working active, that's okay, but it gets a little cold, and then, of course, in the morning it's really cold if you don't put the heat on. So with getting the temperature warm enough and flows on the windows, it was fine this morning, and I expect the same tomorrow. But we're you know, into the heating season, I guess. So, okay, George, we'll talk to you later. Like I said, I'll try to give you a call. If not the end of the week, then probably won't be until maybe the middle of next week. But I'll try and get up there. Still doing the car search. I'm gonna maybe go look at some vehicles tomorrow, but we'll see what happens. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for additional check-ins. Over.
WA to you.
WA to you. Boy, you're kind of pretty noisy tonight, John. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm on high power. So I don't know what is going on here. So are you able to hear me? I'm running about 50 watts of power here.
Yeah, well, it cleared up towards the end of that transmission. I wonder if you have had a little water in a connector or something. I don't know, but go ahead.
No, I doubt it, but I suppose anything's possible. You know, using the, what is it? Oh, I can't remember the 400 LMR or something that NEMA put the connectors on. So, unless the squirrel chewed a hole through the cable somewhere, anything's possible. But I noticed we've had this happen a couple times up at the repeater, but that could be something here. You never know. I had a very good day today. Got some new stuff from DeWalt. I went from a 12-volt, you know, whenever you do a project, you get to get new toys. I had a 12-volt drill and screw gun kind of a set, and I upgraded to a 20-volt commercial grade, so I can hardly wait to put that to the test, driving the 3.5-inch screws into the decking at the camp. By the way, it's 50 degrees here at the Darcy Center Pinckley Reservoir. 50 degrees, so not bad. We've got the furnace adjusted, so it'll come out at a certain temperature, but it hasn't done that. But the plate's low. They sent it up, it's free shipping, so didn't have to drive and get that. Got a few CDs in the mail. I like to collect hats when they reset. Received my 1940, it's kind of funny, 1940 pork pie hat. Got bowlers and derbies and fedoras and the regular hat to be on. Well, you saw that, so I'm filling that up. But this is custom made, so it fits fine, and another addition to the collection. Kathy's been going out and getting stuff out of the garden and freezing stuff, getting ready for colder temperatures. Had someone come down and do some trimming and brush stuff in front of the house. Another neighbor dropped down this afternoon and brought down some apple cake or something. So we have been busy. We're going to Boonville tomorrow. So we're going to head up north for a little while, but hopefully got most of this. So maybe it's just conditioned somewhere. But actually, I've actually stabilized the antenna out there. It was leaning, and now it's nice and straight. So I'll turn it back over to you, and hopefully I'm not talking to myself. KC2WI at the Black River Valley Service Net. WATU, and there's a very interesting article in QST about a group that was out in Oregon. I can't remember the page. It's quite a few pages about, it was a whole state thing where they got together, preparedness for an upcoming anticipated earthquake. I don't think it had anything to do with an SET because this was like in June. But anyways, in QST September's issue, I read it last night while I was half asleep. WATU back to net.
Yeah, that I didn't read that, but that's that Cascadia Rising thing, I think. And making a big deal of that because it was a big statewide and, you know, big thing. I have to read it. So this Saturday, this weekend, or however long it takes to get everything done, We're going to do a Northern New York SCT, which is a message passing, and I really had it planned ahead of time, maybe a week or two, to send out a set of messages to all the ECs, and I just didn't get to it, so I probably won't bother now, because they won't get there before the SCT, probably, so we just have to do it. And so it's going to be really interesting to see how people manage to do this. Of course, on HF, it's easy, so to speak. You know, you get an HF net, you get somebody from every county, and we could do it all in one. Well, it would take an awful long time because you get a lot of messages unless they do it as a book. But you know, theoretically, you could do that. If people start trying to do it on repeaters and passing repeater to repeater, which I don't know. I really don't know how things are going to work. I know if a couple guys are, you know, planning to be on HF, I will. And obviously, Case Well and Alan and Mike Pleasant, he's going to try to check into the low-speed CW, you know, traffic net and do that. And Jim up in Franklin and Tom up in Saranac Lake, Tom's kind of said he'd be on from the EOC up there at Essex County on 7245 Saturday afternoon 1 to 4, and so Jim will be on, I'll probably be on that, and that will, and I'm sure others, some others will, and we'll get some things done there, but I'm you know, I'm hoping that it's more than just one or two people, and they get, you know, what I want to see is, I want to see if we, okay, there's 10 counties, so that means 9 messages have to go out, so I'd love to see 9 people each send one. It's not going to happen here, I know that. I might get one guy, I've only got one guy that has really expressed any interest in it. But, you know, and some people can hit other than just to Boonville or Lowville repeater. I can't really very well. But, you know, fine or something. Tupper Lake, I think I could, actually probably can get into Tupper Lake. I would try that again. And, you know, and do a little relaying, but we'll see what happens. And how long it takes. The repeater is full quieting here. When you drop and I get the tail, it's pretty much full quieting. But your signal was noisy. And even it cleared up, but it's still a little bit. So I don't know. We'll have to, you know, try again tomorrow and see what happens. But something was going on there. This is KC2WI Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins. Over. This is KC2WI Net Control for the Black River Service Net, looking for check-ins. Any station, anywhere. Over. Okay, we'll make this the last call for check-ins or for a call for comments or questions or late check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net. Over.
WA2 with a comment.
WA2, you go.
Yeah, the article was interesting. I read, they were talking about wind lanes and a bunch of different things. I did see to the better bitter end. I was hoping they had more of the technical aspects they talked about it was. And I guess the overall view was that there were a lot of people participating, but it was an all-out effort, so there was a lot of support from other public service groups, whether it was the National Guard involved, and Red Cross. And that certainly stood it up to them to help them part of that they can give it. And it took me a while for those years that I realized your signal can be very clear, but if there's something in the pathway between my location and the repeater's receiver, you'll hear the noise. You know, you're thinking it's on that. In other words, just if there's noise to the north or east, some people think, well, noise will be everywhere. It's not really how that works. So maybe there's something going on between me and the repeater from my location, because you're crystal clear. So I will I'll turn it back over to you. And yeah, some of these other places have a lot of density, and they have a I look at the numbers of participants, and it's just, it's incredible the amount of people that are involved. They did point out some of the highlights with people using their 60-meter band and people not having enough equipment that's readily adaptable to that, and, you know, different things. But it is an interesting article. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John. Yeah, when you dropped it in the middle of that transmission, you know, and then you came back, and now you're clear, and now you're really clear. So, I don't know, but something, I don't know, could be some noise that's coming in on your signal that kind of went away. But usually, I would think you'd be strong enough. You're usually pretty good. Okay, yeah, that's. That's a great exercise because they had a lot of people, a lot of organizations involved. It wasn't just some ham radio thing. Of course, there is quarterly, it's just a generic communications exercise. There isn't really a disaster scenario. The only scenario is a lack of, you know, total loss of all commercial communications and stuff. But that quarterly DOD exercise, that is a big thing with Mars, and that's coming up at the end of October, the fourth one for this year. So I don't know who else is involved in that besides Mars. I mean, we hear some stations on that are not Mars stations. Some of the military stations, they may have Mars call signs, but they're, you know, military. And then there's other ones that have tactical call signs, which are not Mars call signs, so you don't necessarily know who they are, but that's a pretty big thing. All right, John, anyway, I'll probably, by the time I get done tonight, I will probably fall asleep before I read too much. That's what happened last night. I started looking at QST, and finally I said, this is crazy. I can't keep my eyes open. I put it down, went to bed. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any additional check-ins or comments. Over.
WATU.
Yep. Okay. You were noisy that time. Go ahead.
Interesting. Yeah, I was just listening up. Yeah, I actually checked in with Vivian. I can listen to both sides. I heard everything he had to say, but I was able to check into the CNYTN over there with Vivian. So, and usually it's very noisy, so they were able to... WAT, back to that.
Okay, well, when you put your call out, it was noisy, but then that transmission was good, so I don't know. All right, again, this is KC2WI, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any additional check-ins or comments. Over. Nothing heard, so it's KC2WI now closing the Black River Valley Service Net and returning the repeater to other amateur use. Thanks, George and John, for checking in, and 7-3 to all who listened in. And if you think this is interesting, consider getting your amateur radio license. It's pretty straightforward, and you can join in on the conversation. This is KC2WI out. KB2KOJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Octon. Looking for stations to check in. Stations, come now, please. Sue's KB2KOJ for Octon. Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Octon. Looking for stations to check in with or without traffic. I don't know if that's someone trying to check in, but there's no audio.
Final call for Octane.
We're getting interference with the other repeater. If it was somebody trying to check in, I'm not copying. Anybody trying, is someone trying to check in? Guess that. No, nothing heard. KB2KOJ is clear.